casa. Eran las 3 de la mañana sin ninguna fusca, ya era bien planeada. Cuatro contra uno me robaban.
So they went through his whole closet and shit, no?
Nah.
Probably find like Garvan see you laying on the floor. he was probably like fucking like in his pajamas and they fucking
no. Go like, yeah, like Ninja Turtle pajamas.
with the tight ass shirt.
He was doing a face mask.
Who is it?
Okay, fuck, Tony's gonna hate us after this. Well, this one, can you open it? You look like a fucking Verizon T-Mobile worker and shit.
I have it. Huh, boo, what plan are you trying to sell me? I mean, sell me.
Give me a new case, yeah, Kiko?
What up, y'all? Energy, high energy. Diego's been killing
this
my
vibe. This is take number 4 because I got the COVID vaccine yesterday and I feel fucking dead.
Animal!
Animal!
Right there?
Oh, yeah. Well, I did get it, but you almost hit me. You did get me, but you almost hit me.
No, it's on his left side.
Because he needs to be beat out.
Right.
Oh,
like, yeah, it's on his left side.
Yeah. No, because you sent the video. So I was trying to fucking like. No correlation.
You're stupid. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Augusto Baba podcast. This is episode number 7.
So what's up?
This is the 4th take because of my fucking vaccine. He almost hit me right now. I would have fucking socked him, but he was like a few inches away.
Boxing match means you're dude. What's up? Bet your money on me.
Bet your money on the ostrich. Just kidding. But yeah, guys, I just want to start by saying thank you because we got to the charts. We made it to the charts.
Top 10 in the U.S., homie.
We're going to get a billboard in L.A. So
I'm down.
Listen no, she's like, this shit's like stupid expensive. But I would be down
too. I
don't
care. Like 15 grand.
I don't care.
Nah, I think more than that. But nah, like 30.
Full 15 is like
the difference on the street too. But yeah, guys, you guys got us top 10 in the music interview category in the United States. Top 40 or 49 in...
Music.
In music, meaning like with fucking No Jumper Podcast. Breakfast Club, all that shit. And then top like 40 and 49, I don't know, whatever, in music interview in Mexico.
Mexico, shout out to Mexico.
So well, obviously, I want to say thank you guys for the support. That shit means a lot. We were not expecting like literally not even like the TikTok to blow.
Oh, bro, it was so funny because
everything
like,
happened so fast.
Like you just sent me the email and like you weren't even expecting an email.
Oh yeah, so
the
I got
results.
The email and I was like, oh maybe like this shit's fake. I thought it was fake.
I know.
Huh? Let me see. No. So I got the email and it told me all of that and I ignored it because I was like, oh, probably
know.
Like someone trying to sell me some shit.
Yeah, I even told Diego like, hey, is this source like legit?
You know what he does when he feels like something scam? He sends it to me so I can open that shit.
So one time they were like,
that's
oh,
smart.
you want
that's
a free
smart.
iPad
no,
and I sent it to him.
That's smart.
Oh, I'm getting these headaches. But yeah,
come on, power through.
Yeah,
it.
I opened the email and I was like, ah, whatever. And then like 2 days after, I opened it again.
I'm a
check
Apple.
Fucking podcast. I know who's fucking like, who's the CEO of Apple?
Steve Jobs.
Oh, Steve Jobs? Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
He wants to get us in. He's like, hey, you guys need to get that.
Yeah, it was dope. Food. Honestly, it felt good, especially because we didn't even expect that. Like, we weren't looking at that view where like we're like the top charts. We weren't even thinking about charts, huh?
I know. Like, cross my head. Like, oh, I want to make it to like top 10. Like,
yeah,
I just can't
we're literally just doing podcasts like because we enjoy it, and then you guys are clearly enjoying it, and you know we're happy about
yeah,
that.
So thank you guys so much for the support. Actually, I want the the mayor of the No Sabo community, Gecko, to say a few words in Spanish to our
sir.
Spanish viewers from Mexico. Gecko, say a few words, like a summary.
In Spanglish.
In Spanglish.
So basically, translate what I'm gonna say. All right.
All right, guys.
I got it. All right.
Muchas gracias a la gente de México, de los Mexico State. Nothing. Now, ready?
Go. You want me to say and then you translate? All right. Yeah. All right, guys. I want to say thank you guys for all the support you guys have been giving us, for all the support on TikTok, and for also subscribing to this YouTube channel. We appreciate everything. And yeah, go say it.
Pues.
Pues.
It's what he said.
Pues. All right, go.
Pues ahí va.
I don't ching dong. You start speaking cursive.
Nah, pues, muchas gracias por el apoyo que les han dado desde allá de México acá a los United States of America.
Estados Unidos.
Como dice la gente, ¿no? Well, obviously,
yeah. You're not even translating.
You're not translating.
Okay. Pero muchas gracias por el apoyo, por... How do you say subscribe?
Suscribir
a nuestro canal de YouTube.
Y TikTok.
Y
TikTok.
Por todo el apoyo del TikTok.
Del TikTok.
Y muchas gracias por tenerlos en los número 10.
He didn't even say that. I did not hear him say top 80.
I did not
even
say that.
You're making shit up now.
Keep saying like top 10, yeah, right? Say the top 10 and then like top 49. So go, keep going.
Go.
En los... I can't say top, nigga. What the fuck you say, like? Alto
10
or what the fuck?
Alto 10? Chill, boo.
En tenerlos en los mejor 10. Porque...
mejor 10.
How do you say it, nigga?
Keiko, you're getting merch for sure.
Right, how do you pronounce it? What? Say it. I want you to say it.
No, what? But don't tell her. Just
nah,
keep going.
Say it.
Nah, boo.
Say it.
This is the point.
Say it.
This is the point.
Nah, say it.
Go. Keep going.
Nah, say it. I want to hear you
just,
say it.
Just say how you can.
I know.
And then Jason will say it next.
Well, that's it.
Nah,
muchas gracias por el apoyo y saludazos.
So muchas gracias por el apoyo like 3 times, boo. All like, I heard was, like the whole episode already.
All I heard was gracias and apoyo.
I know. And top.
You didn't even have to say that. You just could be like número 10 en los charts.
Yeah.
But that's not...
You don't have to translate word by word. Well, like, because sometimes it doesn't go with the,
it doesn't
with the language.
Or,
yeah. Sorry, but you wouldn't even understand.
Yeah, didn't go to school.
Yeah, you did.
You just you didn't go to school for English and Spanish.
You heard about the news?
What?
What news?
We lost the man, the legend, the myth.
Who? Ooh.
Oh, I know. Wait.
Who? No, let him say.
I think you just snort some coke or what?
No, because I have like a mocotazo.
An Americano.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. RIP to my boy.
George.
Oh, yeah. He had like a special like delivery. Huh? You like, you were the one to receive his
coke.
Mercancía.
Yeah, full some blow.
Yeah, if you guys don't know what he's talking about, the man, the George. Myth. Jungle?
George Jung.
Jung. The guy, El Americano from Omar Ruiz's song, this city, this the niña que yo ni
hace. Will you guys get into the narco traffic? Not for narco traffic.
Hey, ask me that question again.
Would you ever sell drugs?
No, we do podcasts.
Well, that's how we stay awake for the podcast. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. We're fucking with you guys. But yeah, he passed away.
At like 12 a.m.
This guy.
Never mind, go.
Well, yeah, George Jung, right?
Yeah.
He actually has, like, a lot of corridos. But, yeah, he's actually... I did some research last night because obviously I saw it. He's responsible for 80% or 90% of the cocaine brought into the U.S. from Colombia.
Shit.
He was part of the...
the Medellin cartel.
And, yeah, I mean, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
He got out of jail in 2014. He was in there for, like, I don't know how many years, like 20 or some shit.
Dude, but he was going in and out of jail, like... You know, he was at a birthday. Oh, I think it was his
party.
I think it was his party.
Oh, because he has his own movie too, right?
Yeah. Well, if you guys watched the movie, I think yes.
Yeah, the movie is called Blow, and it stars Johnny Depp. He's depicting his life. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Hey, well, so he was like
the first time he got arrested, he had like not a part. Well, basically like a party, and like the CIA and all those food raided his house.
CIA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was wrong, but it's right.
Let me do all this. Yeah,
I was about to laugh. Like, no.
This was talking about like the CDC and shit.
Oh, like.
Nah, that's crazy. You work with Pablo Escobar?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
He like one of the.
What would he do if Pablo Escobar tells you, like.
Man.
What did the Pablo Escobar tells you, Gecko?
Plata o plomo.
No. Plata. What if Pablo Escobar is like, I need you to take this coke to the United States, but I need you to shove it up your ass. And you'll get a million.
And if I don't?
He'll shoot you.
He shoot you in your little cock.
So imagine like a brick up your ass.
Damn, my man.
Yeah, bro, you have
surgery.
You have to fucking.
You have to. You have to do it. Or you die.
It's Pablo Escobar.
And you get a million.
You know his
name,
Pablo.
Plata
o plomo. Choose.
You choose.
Well, fool, either way, I'll die.
What? What do you mean? Either way, you'll die.
Yeah, like what about the fucking brick breaks open? Fucking overdose.
Oh, yeah.
But you get a million.
I'll be dead.
But your family will get a million.
Yeah.
Not you, but your family.
Yeah, I won't be able to enjoy it.
But your family will.
Well, either way, I'm going to die.
So you'd rather just die and then not risk getting your family the 1 million?
So you'd rather get...
What about you don't give it to them?
Shot.
He will.
Because
I talked to him, he will.
The merchandise doesn't make it to the United States.
But he will.
So what are they going to do? Ash my body and fucking sell it or what?
For, I don't know who.
I don't know who. How much
are you some worth? Carne asada or some shit?
Oh, some rare some T-bones?
so you wouldn't do
some
it?
Some edible meat?
Well, you actually wouldn't?
Nah, I don't think so.
What if it's 2 million?
Like,
or 2
like
bricks?
If it's
have
not,
a brick. Have a brick up
like,
your ass.
Like, if it's not up my ass, then yeah, I'll fucking smuggle a whole fucking kilo, yeah.
a kilo.
Talking about music, did you hear Garbancillo's new song?
Garbancillo.
Galvancillo, wait.
Galvancillo.
Or Garbanzo, fool.
Cancito. Wait, what is it? I said it right?
Oh, his new song? Wait, yeah. Which one are you talking about? The diss to Alexis or the...
Because there's a supposedly diss, but...
Yeah, we put it on like, our TikTok.
No, the one that he's actually going to take. I don't think he'll fucking take out that diss because he'll wake up one day with no truck, no hats.
Oh, and we also know how, like, Tony Loya, like, got his shit snatched. Oh. We'll talk about that, too.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Garbanzo. Garbanzo song. I actually have it right here. Did you airdrop it to me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's right here. One. Let's react to it.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing off.
All they have is just
the station with the best. In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other I think the not, you tricky.
The Subverted Radio Show, anywhere you get your podcast.
What the fuck were you saying? Like 2 seconds of the song?
Well, that's all I
feel like two words.
He's like, the flow is catchy. If they add Tubal on this, probably 100% banging.
Nah, I don't think Tubal.
I think Tubal will.
I think it's because his voice is a little deeper, so I feel like.
I think Tubal will go. Because the style of the song is not like some Tacuacha shit. Yeah. It's kind of like Marca Registrada type. Like,
yeah.
Like, I would like it better with like accordion. Like El Doctor type of. No, like El Mágico. Like that type of fucking. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, honestly.
Like,
who knows?
Would fit good.
That's actually pretty interesting. And then. Talking about like him releasing music, do you think he's gonna release music under like a label or just by himself? Like,
is he still with Aldo?
I don't know. That's honestly
well,
a good question.
Wasn't he fucking saying like "Puro Rancho Humilde" and all that shit?
Oh yeah, that was another video. But the last thing that we that Galvancillo actually said that he was having problems with
Aldo.
And then whoa,
he
God King Records.
Oh yeah, God King Records. He was supposed to pay like 15K and shit to get out.
Yeah,
the contract.
Yeah, he said he wanted to get out because supposedly they were trying to like fuck him over and shit, but he just wants to go back to what
well,
he
just
was
wasn't
doing.
Like the way he was being treated, no?
Oh yeah, the way he didn't
that they used to get like hotels and he used to like sleep on the like floor and shit.
Yeah.
In the microwave and shit.
He would sleep on the tub
in the
restroom.
They'll kick him off.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Who knows what happened what's gonna happen, but aside from that
The Tony Loya
beef.
Dude, yeah, so no, how did you find out that like how they fucking snatch his chain?
He put it in a song. Cause I don't really keep up much with that. It's kind of weird. Like we do talk a lot about this shit, but I honestly don't keep it up unless you guys send it to us. You have it?
Well, I have.
Oh, yeah, actually, you have it. Yeah. Basically, in this video, Tony Loya is explaining. He probably already said it back then. How he got his shit snatched. That everything was planned, and then it was like 4-1. It was like 3 a.m. at 2, I think.
Where at his house? I mean, like outside his house? Or
I think outside his house.
He was walking home and then they pulled up.
Yeah, that's kind of thinking too. Like, was he walking home or some shit? All right, so basically, Tony Lil explains what happened and this is how it sounds. His little preview on his life. I didn't get to watch it, but they sent it to us.
Can't see.
I know, but I was just testing you guys. See, you guys are paying attention.
Fucking Diego, wait, wake up.
That vaccine's killing me.
Wait, so he said they broke into his
house? Yeah, they broke into his house at 3 a.m.
Oh, they broke in. I thought they caught him slipping now.
Well, it says right there.
Yeah.
Se metieron a mi casa a las 3 de la mañana.
They basically said it was like four against
one.
Yeah,
got
it. They didn't give him his chain that he was going to beat him up.
Kill him. I mean, they did beat him, no? And this is how it sounds, guys.
It's the real story, bitch.
Suck. Yeah, but you have to yell at me like that.
I know.
Because if he has ADHD.
Okay, I actually did not really watch this video, but you think he's gonna do? Huh?
Dude, that video's so funny.
Does that all the time, but let's see.
With his watch? He doesn't have his watch anymore.
Me
sabes por lo que vengo. Me dijo que atrás me pegaba de la cadena cubana hasta el reloj que portaba. También todo a mí me arrebataban. También unos cuantos putas subiendados. Pero neta no estoy agüitado. En mi mente pensaba.
I think it sounds against good. One. I think it sounds good.
It sounds good, but wait, how did they jump out?
How the fuck they get in his house? Like,
oh, fool, like,
they broke into his house?
Don't they have a security system?
They broke into his house.
I thought they just jumped in outside of his house.
Did Chewie become Santa Claus and go down the chimney or what?
Wait, they broke into his house?
Yeah.
Yeah, he like, said that. Watch, they broke, out, right, they broke like, into his house at 3 in the morning. I think I'm going to like this
you
song.
You think they like, fucking studied him? Like, fucking studied to see him.
How? Like, oh, like, no, watched him and
people,
shit?
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Observe people, like,
yeah.
Like,
to they probably hired someone.
What time
from
he gets home, what time he sleeps, yeah, what time like, he, like, brushes home, his teeth like, and shit?
Like, parents, a whole month of planning.
Like, he lived alone or what?
I don't know.
But like they jumped his ass. Okay, go.
Wait, where did he say they went in his house?
To the dog.
Like a chatter in la casa. They probably meant like he was going in his house and they jumped.
Probably left the door open on accident and they jumped his ass.
You should just lock the door, Tony. He's going to get a ring camera or some shit.
The Amazon ring camera?
Camera.
The Alexa?
Someone at the front door. Imagine. No, wouldn't it be funny? Like, so like, if they did go into his house, like, they fucking ring the doorbell.
Like, open up, Tony. You know how it is.
Fucking.
Damn.
Knock, knock.
It's like there? They ding dong ditch and then they go to the back.
Like, knock, knock. Who's there? Chuilos del Puerto. Chuilos del Puerto, who?
No, I just...
The triple wolves.
Damn, you think they either ring? They ring on the doorbell? I'm a huff and I puff.
And I blow the light.
Fucking that's what you meant, right?
Like, fucking
yeah, but it was so funny how Keiko said it, though. Like, no correlation.
I know, that shouldn't make sense, but it was funny. So.
But, I was straight up said, like, I don't go fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
I don't give a fuck. I think he does give a fuck.
I know.
If I get my chain snatch and it's worth like how much is it worth? Because you
can. Dude, but think about it. Like, it was fucking one. They caught him with fucking slipping. No fucking nothing to back him up.
No security system. No nothing.
Yeah, and fucking. What would you do? Like same shit.
Pull my pants down. I seen that prank where they like, they go to the hood and then. They like mess with like the gangsters and then like they put the pants down and they run away.
No, you probably had to put it up there.
Oh, fucking head hurts.
Dude, but play this. Play it one more time.
Again?
Hey, dude, it actually sounds dope. It's because look, watch. I already, this, dude, you could tell this song's gonna be like explaining how it happened and then what's gonna happen.
You know what Tony should do? He should make the music video like how it happens, like him outside and then them jumping. Yeah,
so it can
and
make
you could be true to the
so it, can, so it can make him look like cowards, like 4 versus 1.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he would do some type of shit like that, like,
because
his music is fucking badass. And like, I have no words.
It's good football player.
I was like, okay.
I have no
wait,
words.
You think,
he left me speechless.
How do you think they fucking jumped him? They like grabbed two of his arms.
They took turns.
I don't know. Maybe like that. Like
they ran a train
when they had him right here.
They ran a train on him.
They tickled him.
what the
fuck did he say?
You know what this gay ass was saying?
Like, give us your chain or we're gonna run a train. Hey, chain or train?
Well, it was 4 versus 1.
Like, what you want? My chain or train?
You well, okay, you're Tony Loya. Los del Puerto pull up on you. They tell you, we're gonna run a train on you or we take your chain?
take my chain.
You know, Kiko's gonna be like, both.
They're like, nah, it's worth a lot.
Like, run a chain on me and take my chain.
No.
Damn, so they went through his whole closet and shit, no?
Nah.
Probably find like Garbanzillo laying on the floor.
he was probably like fucking like in his pajamas and they fucking
no. Go like, yeah, like Ninja Turtle pajamas.
with the tight ass shirt.
He was doing a face mask.
Who is it?
Okay,
fuck, Tony's gonna hate us after this.
Fuck, he was fucking. Like fucking
I don't think they went in his house. I think they did it like outside him barely walking
nah,
in.
Nah, cause think about it. If they would've caught him outside, he would be like, he would've yelled like, Apa! Or like some shit like that. Like
only you would do that, fool.
Nah, well, fucking. Think about it. If you're fucking, unless they fucking like covered his mouth and like put a Glock up to his fucking like.
Covered his mouth.
Well, they said he beat him up. They beat him up, fool.
They put like 2 fingers.
I think my mic, oh no. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. Oh, that's probably the one with the fucked up cable because Jason doesn't throw it away.
Oh my god. Nah, dude.
Jason.
Oh, shit.
Dude, but play it. I want to hear it.
Again?
No, it's
damn,
not,
how many times you got to get that shit in your head?
It's catchy, way.
All right.
No, I think it does sound catchy.
It does sound good.
It's the real story, bitch.
He look 150k in 2 weeks.
Oh shit, he has 400 viewers. That's a little over Tony Loya compared to back then.
Yeah, well, who is followers?
Who is his new account?
Me cacharon solo en la casa. Era las 3 de la mañana sin ninguna fusca. Ya era bien planeada. Cuatro contra uno me robaban. Ya sabes por lo que vengo. Me dijo que estás me pegaba de la cadena cubana hasta el reloj que portaba también.
Oh, so they took all his money too. They're like, no, me robaron toda la lana too. No, some shit like that. Well, I'm pretty sure he knows who it was. Because then they fucking had their face mask.
True.
Like, they wanted to get COVID.
6 feet away. No.
They want to get COVID.
Hey, they had those the ski mask, foo. Or some shit like that.
Nah. Pretty sure. I don't know.
Well, yeah, foo.
Like, Party City ski mask or what?
Huh.
They fucking had, like, Hot Topic ski mask.
They had, like, the three bad wolves.
And he huffed and he puffed. Kiko, you huffed and you puffed, foo. Miss Puff. Remember we used to call Kiko Miss Puff?
I've never called Kiko Miss Puff. Cancel him.
He'll call me Cheetah. Dude. So.
What?
Podcast challenges. Damn. That'd be dope.
So we got some results back in for the fight.
Results? Oh, Toro?
Yeah.
He said he's down to fight Sam Malone.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. He reacted.
Hey, we're actually. I actually texted on the A Bro. Oh, Toro from. GOP. Street Mob, GOP's vlogs. If you watch GOP's vlogs, you know who Toro is.
Yeah, you're gonna know who it is.
Yeah, he's our shit. That's yeah. Fucking, you think people sent it to him or he saw himself?
I don't know, but it'd be interesting to
probably
know.
TikTok.
TikTok?
Yeah, because...
I mean, yeah,
but
I
like
guess.
No, but like to watch that entire episode and then randomly hear his name.
Wasn't it in the first cut?
Was it?
Yeah, it was in the first
no,
cut.
The, oh, yeah, it was, my bad. Oh, yeah.
Probably just watched it.
Probably just watched that and then clicked off and then reported.
Dude, we should have some soccer retas because all those fools play soccer.
Play soccer, yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
We'll play against them.
We could be like fucking...
Calling you out.
The commentators, fool.
Who are you calling out?
Like, we could be like...
No, there is a musical fight. I think that would be cool.
That'd be dope.
Or
I doubt
like,
anyone would be
like
down.
Like retas versus musicals and shit.
No, but it would sell. Like, imagine like Tony Loya and Alexis actually are down to get in the ring.
Yeah, like some fucking.
You think they would or they wouldn't?
Him bust like a JD and be like, he's too scared.
I don't know, but I feel like. Who I feel like there would be just too much going on because you know how they're kind of like.
Gangsters?
Yeah, and then obviously.
Well, there's going to be security at the door. Kiko.
You really think you think
fucking there's a one
Armando. They'll probably just pay off the fucking the security and that's it.
And then we'll have fucking as fucking Pedro's dad as the middleman. Fucking the mic comes down.
Oh yeah.
Fucking yo.
Es la one Armando. And all that shit like fucking ran out a whole gym and shit. No.
Hey, did we see why Ricky's not here?
Oh shit. Hey, Ricky's not here. He's stuck at work.
Ricky's at work. It's because we usually film Fridays, but I got my vaccine, and I feel like tomorrow I'm going to feel like shit, so.
Well, yeah. You look like shit, first of all.
I'm sorry.
3-day effect.
Like this is the fourth try, because my energy.
Dude.
This was what? Killing it. He's killing the whole.
Why podcast, why is everybody
oh,
trying
should
to
just be me and you?
Yeah.
Wait,
why is everybody
hey,
trying
you get
to
your
get
shot?
Off?
I'm touching me, fool.
Damn, you see, guys?
Let me fucking
that shit
speak.
Hurts, fool.
See, guys?
That shit hurted it in.
Hurted it in. Anyway.
Hey, you should have windmilled, fool.
Okay. Anyway,
they said that shit helps.
Anyway, shout out to Toro. Hopefully, you can be on the show. We
he
have
said
to plan
down,
that out.
But
he said he's
maybe
down.
He's, maybe he just said that so I can stop talking to him.
Uh-huh.
Fuck. Just kidding. Fuck. Nah, I think he would be down. Toro, if you're watching this, we can come to you or you can come to us. We're not that far. You're from like San Bernardino or something.
Yep.
Yeah. Rialto, no?
I got the pili orange.
But yeah, I mean, talking about, you know, Fuerza Regida, they took out a song with Calle 24 called Que Está Pasando. That song's a banger. And they dropped a music video along with it. I don't know if you guys saw the whole thing, but Calle 24, they slipped in a little
sneak peek.
Preview, a sneak peek of a song called Mi Nueva Familia.
You sent it to me, but I haven't watched it. Is it the whole song? Or
no,
so
it's just literally like...
Blind reacting
let's put it right now?
It's 15 seconds, and I think it sounds pretty dope. Right, and it's just...
Let's react
the
to
guitar
it.
And, obviously, the singer.
The melody?
The melody? GOP's dead or what? What the fuck?
He was already dead, and they killed him again?
Me corrieron del jale, ya no encuentro la salida, no importa... Yeah.
Me dieron un cohete y un chaleco que me indica cuál es mi nueva familia. No los puedo de... Y un polvito que me incita a tentar contra otras vidas, candidatos hay demás. Varias calaveras ya al infierno pa' llevar.
Yeah, that shit sounds fucking hard. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a nice tonada.
I don't know if I was...
This group's from Mexico, huh?
He has good letra, too. He?
Yeah, this group's from Mexico. Pretty sure, right?
Damn, that's pretty badass.
You know what I noticed? He finds a lot of badass groups from Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, like Los Chavales de la Perla. Do that. Yeah. Oh, those shit are fucking
bad. Hey, have they really... Oh, you know, who found Dan Sanchez?
Who found Dan Sanchez?
Nathan? Didn't he just release a song?
Well, they were homies, no?
They're homies.
So I guess he brought them up.
They come together.
Yeah. They come together.
They came
together. They come together.
They
you guys come together too, right?
Yeah. On occasions. When I don't want to drive and he comes pick me up. But they dropped a song yesterday, no?
Yeah.
Game and,
it's called...
and Justin, no?
Oh, it's Justin, Oscar, Maidon.
Who?
Oscar Maidon.
He said Oscar Maidon, like, separate. Oscar Maidon.
Oh, wait. So that guy is one guy.
Yeah, it's one guy. That's how he mean. He said it, like, two times.
I don't know why. Like, all right, he started over. Justin Morales, Oscar Maidon. Oscar Maidon, Dan Sanchez, and Nathanael Cano. It's called Nuevas Cuentas, I think.
I haven't
listened to it.
It's pretty hard, honestly. I like it.
Have you seen Keko, though?
Dude, that's me after fucking...
Bro, what the fuck? She looks like you.
That's a pump at work, at the gym. That's
a pump?
When I get my good pump.
They pump you?
Yeah. Yeah, that Hulk has a neck. You don't.
I don't.
You left yours at home. Next time I touch it.
Huh, that and joke. It goes to two polos.
Engineer.
Engineer.
Huh.
Him and shit.
DJ Kelly.
Dude. DJ who?
DJ Kelly.
Oh, wait, who? I think I know who you're talking about.
DJ Kelly.
I wanted to say it again.
You said it wrong three times, bro.
All right, yeah, two more tries.
DJ Kelly.
There you go. Say like DJ Kelly, like fucking, what's that, Kelly? R. Kelly and shit.
Machine Gun Kelly?
Fight for my fucking life.
Dude, why does a lot of people have beef? Like on TikTok and all that shit. Isn't fucking Garmantillo getting more hate?
Well, I mean, the beef does bring in more clout. But
so he wants to get more clout.
I don't know if he's doing it for clout. I don't know. Everyone, well, we posted the TikTok and everyone in the comment section saying that he's doing it for clout.
Because you think he's still on tour? Or
with the Tacuaches Mayores? Yeah. I don't think they had shows.
All I know from, you know, that like subject is that fucking Widow's going to drop a song.
Oh, another one. You saw
They're already recording an official music video.
Yeah.
Oh, for Widow's song?
I sent
for
Widow's
song, yeah.
Yeah.
You have it?
No.
Yeah, I do.
Send it to this fool so we could
send you on Instagram.
You send it to me?
Mm-hmm. Damn, well,
you know
bro,
I don't open your messages.
A lot is going on in the regional for sure.
Oh, you can't find it on TikTok, bro.
And people are...
So I could just save it.
All right, play that and then I have something to say.
I'll say it right now while we find this shit.
All
right,
well, I was going to say that Tony Loya is going to go on tour.
Oh, that's
dude,
a sick name.
No, play that shit first.
No, he hasn't.
So we don't jump around and shit.
Yeah.
No, I think you should keep talking until I find it, and then we'll...
He's even going to send it to you? He's going to send it to you.
Yeah, but I had to screen record it and shit. He doesn't have it saved.
Oh, my God, Keko.
Keko, fool. Ponte las pilas.
Don't, oh, my gosh, me. The reason why last week's podcast was late...
Don't, oh, my gosh, me. What the fuck?
Was because of Jason. Instagram,
okay,
you know what Instagram
means? I told
means?
You when you find shit, just...
All right, you guys do that. I'm going to talk about the
talk
most
about
hated
shit.
Tour. So, Tony Loya is going to go on tour with...
All he does is send me Jake Paul shit.
Dude, it's because that shit was funny. He got a
all right, finish. Jake Paul. Tony Loya most hated tour.
All right, he's going to go on tour with his team. And the team is Iván Cornejo, Nivel Codiciado, and obviously Tony Loya itself. What do you guys think about the lineup?
I think it's going to be fire.
I think it's going to be fire.
Doesn't
sure.
Oh, no, he doesn't. He doesn't have a song with Jose Mejia, huh? Or
who?
Does he? Tony Loya?
No.
Because he has a song with them, right? El
Flash?
He
has a song with Flash, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think El Flash would sound sick live.
You think those fools will ever leave
DMG? Wait, would you
DMG?
Be down?
What?
You
think they will ever leave DMG?
I don't know. Well, like their fucking manager or what?
Well, clearly,
I mean, they
got up in their in Montana Records, basically.
That's why,
up.
Like, you think that fool will fucking pull them?
I don't know. Maybe.
I thought Los De La O were going to pop out somewhere in there. Like.
Hey, Los De La O haven't took shit out. What the fuck?
Bro.
Since he came out of jail. That fool
Los De La O are fucking badass as fuck.
Remember when we... You weren't there when we played with them?
Yeah, we played.
Oh, you were there.
I was playing, you were there. Stupid ass.
No, you didn't go when we played with Los Pistones. Oh, shit. No. We played that same day with Los Pistones.
No, we played with Los De La O and...
Los Pistones.
Los Pistones.
The one he Extrema.
Yeah, the one he didn't go with is with Los De La Costa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That was the first one.
But, hey, did you guys see that one group where they were recording like a live video and then like a horse just fucking falls on them?
Nah.
Nah, yeah.
Well, okay. Didn't that almost happen to you guys last time? When you guys filmed that live video?
Kinda.
Oh, yeah. Because the other horse, the male horse was trying to, you
fuck
know.
The girl fuck horse. The
girl horse.
Damn, three-way with
the horse. And they got all crazy, but
it was like some you and Gabe shit, you know.
Wait, but play the video of the horse falling on the group. I want to see it.
All right, this is the video. Yo, what's wrong with the horse though? Like,
you think he has been like a seizure or like
maybe
because sometimes
maybe he had a cramp.
Okay,
sometimes like they put shit into them, no, but because I got like what about they give him some blow and
some
fucking
some steroid time, not like IOEN or some shit,
an overdose.
Bro, you fuck, they're fucking heavy, bro.
Look, that the singer got hit in the head.
Did he go flying?
Slowly.
Ira.
Oh,
dude, that went flying. Imagine he would have got fucking crushed in between the drum set.
Fuck. That would have been like...
No, the drum set's all the way in the back.
No, the drum set's right there, no?
No, those are just guns and shit.
No, those are just, like, yeah, guns. And imagine the gun goes
imagine,
off.
Imagine, yeah.
He lands. That's a table. The drums are in the back. Oh. Fuck, bro.
But that was right there fucking twitching, no? The horse?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Dude, it's crazy how much fucking strength fucking horses have.
Yeah, right, dude. Yeah. They get mistreated.
You get mistreated,
like,
too.
Fucking, like, relay horses and all that shit.
Relay horses?
Because they get spanked. Don't you get spanked, too?
Relay horses don't get spanked.
No, you get spanked.
No.
Oh. That gave
the spanking.
You.
Just kidding.
City gives the men the spanking. The spanky spanky.
Dude, there's a lot of shows that are happening in, hey, in Texas, bro, a lot.
Oh, yeah. And like here, too.
Nah, I think we should go to Texas.
Yeah, didn't fucking Grupo Firme just sell out Microsoft here?
Oh, yeah, yeah, they are. They did.
Oh, and fucking Eslabon's playing, too.
Oh, dude, they're going to be there, too.
I saw a video. I don't know if this is true. That I said Grupo Firme has their own plane now.
Really?
I don't know.
They have their own tour bus.
That's
yeah,
pretty crazy.
They said they have their own plane.
Like Volaris type of shit or what?
No.
Like Spirit?
Like, Mexico.
Virgin Airlines?
Aterrizamos a Mexico.
Oh, yeah, that video.
No, like I saw a video where he was like about to cry and he said like, well, now we have our own plane or something.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't.
Like the two-seater one? Or
hey, let me try to find it. I think it's on his profile.
You think
he like took a picture in front of the plane and like an Escalade. Hold up.
Yeah. That one.
They do fucking have a lot of shows.
And then, dude, did you see where he stage dived? Oh, fuck. I didn't see that. You saw it?
No, but he
stage dived, but he was, like, backwards. Then he got, like, shitload of moretones on his back. It went into his arm.
Oh, when they ripped up his shirt.
I think they ripped it up, yeah.
They probably fucking...
No, dude, there is a
clip. The same girl that smelled the caca probably fucking stuck her fingers up there, too.
Stuck her fingers.
Oh, it's right here.
Let me see.
Hey, who's bigger, Rancho Humilde or wait what?
Ana de Villa.
Or yeah, or Del Records.
I think Del Records is bigger.
You think Del Records is bigger? I mean, clearly Rancho Humilde has the bigger artist
for sure. Yeah.
No, but
how?
Nah,
is
it? Whoa, bro. No,
no
wait,
they
no.
Actually Del Records has pretty badass fucking.
No, bro. I feel like
some Gerardo Ortiz shit. That's like
I feel big. Like it balances out.
No,
because
don't they have
Eslabón? Okay, let's just say the truth.
It's
the
different topics.
Bro, let me speak.
Like, Jimmy has fucking marijuana, and this fool has, like, I want to smash a girl in the backseat.
Bro, I'm talking about artists, bro.
That's why.
You said marijuana. Where
the
fuck did
marijuana
come in?
A girl in the backseat? What the fuck is that?
Because Jimmy, like, all his music talk about, like, smoking weed, lean, like, getting high, like, marijuana type of shit. And then fucking the record... Ulises Chaires.
I'm still talking about artists in general, bro.
I'm talking about the difference in between both of the records.
Well, I'm not.
Jimmy has people with romanticas and shit.
Who?
Alta Consigna.
They haven't released.
Bro, I'm saying top artists. Top artists from Rancho Humilde is Nata.
Whether you love him or hate him, he has some fucking fat ass high ass numbers.
Okay.
Not that. Ovi.
Okay, for no. I'm saying just one.
Okay, the highest one?
He's the hype one. He's the face
of
Rancho Humilde. And the face of Dell Records is Eslabón.
Okay, let me tell you this. The Spotify numbers, I haven't checked them, but Nata's not just... Well, okay, no, I don't want to say that. I'm going to sound stupid and get canceled. So Nata's big.
Nata's big.
So he has a lot of hate. They say he sings bad, but his numbers are just stupid high. And then Eslabón's are high as fuck, too.
Yeah, exactly.
But when they both released the album, Las Tres Torres against... what was that?
Cortavenas, I think.
Did they release it at the same time?
They released it at the same day. Eslabón beat them.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, think about it. Like,
oh, yeah. Maybe I'm proving my own point wrong. let me check Spotify numbers.
And Nata had two people on that, that EP.
Yeah, and the other one is by himself.
Yeah.
Well, basically
the three.
Basically, Pedro produced the whole album. Even his brother, Brian, said it. That he produced himself.
Dude, that motherfucker is talented, though.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
He sings and plays requinto and does arreglo and write his own music.
Oh, that's so cool. I put Eslabón Armado on Spotify and our podcast came up.
It's looking badass right there.
All right, let's see. Let's check out monthly listeners on Spotify just like to get it.
Yeah.
Natanael Cano, 6,745,000. And then Eslabón is 3,519,000.
And they're like the same age, no?
Yeah, they're the same age.
So who's bigger?
Fuck, bro. I don't know.
Wait, what
I feel
were
like
the
there's
number?
A lot of...
Close that shit.
There's a lot... What?
Your fucking AirPods.
Why are you right?
You're stupid. Hey, it stops the audio, idiot.
No, it doesn't. It's still recording. Look.
Yeah, but it stopped it when you opened them. Watch, open them.
No, why am I going to open it again? Look, it's right here.
He opened it.
It just asked the questions.
Yeah, but the audio stopped.
No, it didn't.
Okay, right. Keep going, nigga. Right.
We're going to do it. He's all mad.
We have T-Mobile.
Well, I feel like... There's a lot of different, like, elements to, like, you know, put in on who's bigger.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, Spotify numbers...
Because, look, they both went... They both went to the premios.
They both won an award.
And they both won an award.
Who won more? Like,
They both won one each.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, obviously, Nata for Canción Serreña del Año, I think.
I don't know.
And then...
Eslabón
is, like, dual... Or Grupo del Año or some shit like that. And they both have...
But what do you think is bigger? Grupo del Año or Canción del Año?
Well, obviously Grupo, no?
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm saying Nata does get some stupid
What
thing
about it? They
numbers.
Both have, like, fucking two different types of music. Like,
yeah, they're both different.
But, like, that one song that Nata wrote, the fucking...
Arriba?
Gracias and Arriba. Dude, those shit, like...
That one hit 100 and... 19 million.
We wouldn't know how much Eslabón would have had, but because it got taken down.
Oh yeah,
I totally forgot about that.
Their numbers would have been higher.
Yeah,
which one got taken down?
Eslabón shit.
When it was when they were in
fighting with Jimmy and shit.
Yeah.
Oh really?
They were doing numbers right there too.
Dude.
Anyway, they're both.
Everything happened.
Oh, yeah.
With fucking.
Natanael Cano, canción favorita del año.
They're both huge artists.
2021,
and they're both young. Think about it, like the face. Of music, regional music is a younger.
Well, Jimmy has everything that like all the new upcoming artists like, right then and there he wants them.
Yeah, and like, then it's more prone for him to like sign people. Like he'll just go on live and sign people.
Yeah, well, on his live.
Yeah, I was
he
on his live.
He didn't sign you.
Well, you don't write songs.
Who?
You don't do anything.
I don't need to write.
Damn fool, fucking. Coming after his neck that doesn't exist.
Just kidding. Obviously, you know, a process.
But talking about history, Dell Records did have some big as like Gerardo Ortiz.
Gerardo Ortiz was like iconic as fuck.
Don't they have fucking fuck? Because Jimmy has Los Arregle.
Arregle.
Arregle. I don't never heard of
them. Try.
Los Barrones. Los Barrones.
Oh, I hit myself.
What the fuck is called? Los Alegres, ¿no?
Guys, this
Los Alegres del Barranco.
He's just,
and then
just
the other dyslexic. Shoes. With the other shoes.
He had Codiciado when they were hitting hard as fuck.
Hijos de Barrón. That's what you're trying to say.
Oh, yeah, Hijos de Barrón. You said... No, but Dub Records, they have one group that's up there with those two groups.
¿Lenny Ramírez?
No. It's a Sereño. Fuck, what are they called?
Tercer Elemento?
Nah, fuck, no.
Dude. Oh, they hit hard, though.
Well, you like new one or old one? Tercer. Well, there's three stages of Tercer Elemento.
Oh, yeah,
now.
There is.
The, and then there's,
no,
there's Fire
they,
Up.
They have the one with the other fool, what, Ivan or some shit like
that. Oh, that was at the very, very beginning.
Yeah, and then...
I'm confused. I don't know what this was talking about. Who the fuck is Ivan?
It was another
the
singer.
One with the curly hair. The one from Clave.
Oh, Clave by 20. I don't think his name's Ivan.
I don't know.
What is it?
I think they call
oh,
him
yeah,
Chino.
But yeah, but that fool, like...
They weren't even signed at the time, fool.
I know.
Okay, Keiko.
No, I'm just saying there's three stages. Like, and then the one with the fucking Colombiano.
Uh-huh.
And then now with fucking... Was it Gerardo Ortiz?
Do you know the beef with Tercer Elemento? Why they broke up?
Yeah, that those fools only wanted the money.
The money and shit, yeah. Dude, their new name is low-key kind of whack.
Oh, they started a new group?
Los, yeah. Los Viejos de la Calle.
No, it's like Los Viejitos de Tercer Elemento. Or Los Viejos de Tercer Elemento.
Nah.
The really? They put Tercer Elemento in there?
Yeah, I swear. Los Viejos, Los Viejos de Tercer Elemento.
That's whack.
I mean, Chris...
Wait,
Chris has been holding it down for the Tercer Elemento side.
He that new song they took out?
Yeah,
oh,
it's really good.
Ojos de Miel,
whatever. What about the other one with fucking like Ruben and all those fools?
Oh,
I fuck with that.
Oh, Moon Rocks?
No.
It's
a...
Yeah. That's like fucking like a
laid with
back.
Ruben and some other fool.
Some other fool. Yeah, but dude, that song fucking like... It was like a nice like fucking badass.
Yeah, it was a nice song. Oh, I'm talking about fucking artists. Pedro hit 1 million followers on Instagram.
Damn, congrats, Pedro.
Congrats to my boy,
yeah,
Pedro.
Who has the most followers right now in the...
Nata.
Nata? 2.5 million?
Yeah.
I know, because that's hot right now.
Dude, aren't those fools playing right here at the Microsoft Theater too?
No, Tony Lloyd has the most. I'm just kidding. He started over. GOP wasn't GOP actually the kind of one of the first to go get to 1 million?
Yeah,
but
he was the face of Rancho Humilde.
Yeah.
All right, so
well,
who,
now
well,
you
Fuerza
know
Regida,
now
not GOP.
No, now they say JOP y Fuerza Regida. Like they don't say like just Fuerza Regida. Like they had to put JOP.
Where'd you see that? Where'd you see that?
On.
Fuck it, go.
On Pandora, it came out as a fucking. I guess there's going to be a show with, like, Los Dos Carnales and some other...
Oh, Los Dos Carnales, Karim León, and GOP?
Yeah. Like, they don't even say Fuerza Regida anymore. They just fucking...
It's because GOP is, its own...
Is he the face of fucking Fuerza Regida now, or what?
No, that's, like, a separate artist.
No, because, like...
No, it's because GOP, it's like, its own artist.
Oh,
because
he's taking out, like,
trap
music.
Shit, yeah.
With, like, I don't know if
but
you know,
still with Fuerza Regida. Like, the song he took out,
you heard the one with,
Aleman.
Aleman? Is it good?
I haven't heard of it.
Oh. Dude, I fuck with that song.
I've seen it, but I haven't heard it.
With either. Aleman and Ovi and Nata.
Vengo del Barrio or something.
Yeah, that's just hard,
yeah.
Dude, when it came out,
dude, that music video is fucking hard, bro.
Dude,
Lalo the Giant,
fucking
some other
Lalo,
shit, bro.
Yeah, dude, he has some fucking badass editing that, like...
Lalo's local, too.
Yeah, it's from Santa. Yeah. Literally, we always
you
pass
know,
by his studio and shit. Oh, remember like, that TikTok about the Dos Carnales that we posted?
Dude, yeah.
Dude, some people were
like fucking, like, Chavo de Ocho type of shit.
Chavo de Ocho. You got one more chance to say it, fool.
Clock out. Hey, we haven't said that.
I know. No. Fool, you're clocking out today, wait.
Why? Yeah, but
you're
I
like,
have an excuse.
Make a mind.
I know. Make a mind, hamhead.
That excuse sucks, dude, honestly.
Oh, you know, if you apply pressure to your forehead.
Ooh, you and your little jokes were like,
dude,
put an egg
they,
on your foot.
They pushed that girl, huh? All
yeah.
hard.
And
hey,
like,
the people were
they
mad.
Were getting blackmailed.
Dude,
not
some
blackmailed,
people,
bro.
You know what someone said in the comments? Well, they're like, oh,
she deserved it.
Paren de comprar boletas hasta que se disculpen.
Isn't that blackmailing?
No, that,
fucking like
some people are like with it that they should get like canceled and like shit for it.
But isn't that like blackmailing them?
No, it's not blackmailing.
It's
but
not
either
like,
way,
we're not buying tickets until you apologize.
Well, people are still gonna buy the tickets, just not those like annoying like tias that comment
or
the shit.
The tias are that like
the Facebook
comment
live.
Are like the ones that are like
mad.
I know.
No one else is mad but those tias.
The ones that go live on Facebook.
Yeah. Huh. The ones that take their pictures like this.
or the ones that type like this.
A ver, mijo, pásame mis lentes.
Párate ahí. Mijo, ¿qué dije?
Aquí? Huh, the, I'm
el
right
Facebook mijo, live. El Facebook live.
I'm right about the picture. Like they have a fucking
a ver,
drone shot.
¿Qué dice eso?
And then they turn their head like 360.
Huh, drone shot?
like 360 wide angle burning.
Bright red fucking satellite view from the Google Maps. And shit.
360 bird eye view.
With a fucking bright red ass lipstick and shit fucking highlighter.
Dude, but they did an apology or not apology.
Apology statement.
Yeah, a statement.
But this is why I don't understand those people who are hitting on those carnales. What's the point of the security if
like, no, what does security have to do with Los Dos Carnales?
Like, yeah, because that security is part of the event, not from Los Dos Carnales.
So, Bash on. Wait, was it here or was it in Mexico?
It was in Mexico. Fool, you just said that they got approved for their visa.
Yeah, but obviously.
Doesn't mean they're not. They're over here.
Fool, Lego, Lego, come down, fool. Start.
Nah. Okay, clock out.
Hey, but you know how Fantasma is down here?
Where's the Fantasma?
Well, you can see him.
I got scalofrío, fool.
What about Fantasma?
You think he'll fucking, like, obviously let him, like, crash into their house and shit?
Oh, you know,
if you don't know what to say, just don't say.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, no. You know what Keiko does? He'll be like, dude. And he's like, wait, and then remember, what's your car? And then, bro, he won't finish his statement.
Wait, he was like, you think they're going to let them crash out their place? Bro, if you don't know what to say, just stick.
No, and it's who? I was thinking ahead, and like,
all right, all right.
Well, don't think ahead. Think in the moment.
I know, okay.
No, it's because like, I was already trying to hop onto the next fucking story.
You're supposed to think, then say this one, like, say this.
Okay, wait, so you think Fantasma's gonna...
No,
what?
Okay. So you know how this fucker has a ranch up here?
Who?
Fantasma.
Fantasma lives in San Diego.
Okay, up there.
It was like saying like your neighbor.
You
know,
in San
shit.
Diego.
Yeah, okay, up in San Diego. Obviously, like, close to the frontera, uh-huh, no? Mm-hmm. So you think that was gonna let him stay the night at his house?
No,
shit,
the empresa takes care of where they stay, not Fantasma. Oh,
Fantasma's gonna...
Like, yeah, no, come here. Like, hey, don't, like, hey, empresa, don't waste your money. They can stay over here.
No, because didn't like, Fantasma get them into
Fantasma's
it?
He did.
Well, because I'm pretty sure they're close friends. So they're probably going to do, like, a whole event down here with, like, Fantasma like, and Los Dos Carnales.
The empresa's going to be like, nah, you guys are not going to get a hotel. Go to Fantasma's garage.
Fool, it's because, you know, Keiko had, like, a big-ass business. He would do that.
Fool.
Nah, you could just crash over there.
Yeah, like. Well, what about if he's like, oh, like, vengase pa' acá and just fucking...
If he said that, then he said that, bro.
Okay, well, yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. No,
Keiko's like, Keiko's like, Fantasma's like, hey, come have a sleepover in my house.
Know. It's like, hey, Dos Carnales, come have a slumber party.
Have him sleep in the closet.
I know. Fucking Keiko, you can't go your way. Just think, fool.
This is why you're getting canceled, fool.
I feel like one side of your brain doesn't work.
Yeah, it's like the left side.
Like the dolphins?
Bro, this is like...
Hey, no.
30% dolphin.
What?
For
us. I know.
All right, fool. Anyway, we're going to wrap up
Bro,
the podcast.
Bro, I wish you never said that shit. Like, I wish you never said it. Like, I wish I could crop it off, but I'm not.
Say what?
Like, you think... Ah, Fantasma's gonna let them stay over.
Whoa,
that's like so irrelevant. Fool. It's so random too.
Well, yeah. Like, think about it. Like, what? He's obviously gonna be showing them around.
Okay.
Now he's gonna show them around. No. What is he, like a fucking tour guide?
Tour.
Or what? Like what? Okay. Like fucking.
All right, this is the San Diego Zoo.
Okay, bitch. If you
like,
go
venga se plebeza, le voy a dar un pinche tour.
Yeah. Okay. If you go up to fucking up there to wherever you're from, Torreon and shit.
All right.
You just gonna show up and be like, okay, like, what places could I go? Your family or your friend over there?
Oh, my bad. All right, Vamos Dos Carnales, and I'm under a record label that's pretty big, Afinarte Music.
Okay.
I'm gonna be pissed if they can't get us our own Airbnb or hotel food.
I know.
That's you're like, gonna be like, hey,
okay,
you're gonna sleep over here.
You don't
fit here, so you're gonna go to
Vigilante's
like, house.
He's gonna be like, oh, no. Mi primo tiene una casa aquí, venga a quedar acá. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, mine turned off.
All right, go. We're gonna wrap it up.
No, bitch, because that's my angle.
Oh, wow.
Nah, chill, you conceited motherfucker.
Verizon worker.
Half of the shit you said is like so invalid.
You're invalid.
You don't even deserve your own angle.
I know.
All right, guys, thanks for watching the end of the podcast. Because Keiko, oh my god. Keiko.
Like, I got. Stay tuned for episode 8.
All right, guys.
If you guys don't know what time we filmed these, it's literally 1 in the morning. 1:23.
Yeah, this will work to like 2 hours.
And I work at 6.
So if you guys ever wonder, like, why do you guys look tired? Why don't you guys have energy? It's
I'm still in my uniform, so.
Show your uniform. Oh, wow.
Now show us your breast.
Dude, did you see the shit he sent yesterday?
No. What shit?
What did I say?
He like summer vibes, and yeah, fucking like, didn't it? No, he had
The Crocs, the socks, Crocs, the shorts.
Crocs with high socks up to his knees. His short shorts with the half button and showing his nipples.
Oh yeah,
shirt.
I was like, oh yeah, I saw.
All right, thank you for watching. Muchas gracias a la gente que los apoyó de allá de Ciudad de México.
Ciudad de México.
Estado de México.
Estado de México.
Estado de México. Stay Ciudad de México. DF. Dominica. República.
Don't talk, fool.
Just shut the fuck up.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.